Unit 4. Listening. Exercise 2. Part 1.
Hi, welcome to Consumer Affairs, the programme that helps you get the most out of shopping. Today we're talking to a consumer rights champion. His name is Paul Hay, and recently he won an award for his efforts to protect customers from unscrupulous shops, banks and big business. Paul, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Vanessa. Pleasure to be here.
Paul, I'm amazed that after 20 years of TV and radio programmes about protecting the consumer, people are still not clear about their rights.
That's right, Vanessa. But it's not just the fault of consumers. The problem is made worse by shop workers who sometimes try to confuse the consumer.
OK, so let's start with the basics. If I buy a product from a shop, I have an automatic right to a guarantee. That's right, isn't it?
Absolutely. The manufacturer of a product must supply a guarantee to the consumer by law. However, the length of the guarantee can vary. It can be anything from 6 months to 10 years.
OK. So if there's a problem with a product, who do I, as a consumer, go to? Do I have to contact the maker of the product?
No. The law states that the supplier, and that means the shop, has a duty to respond to the customer. If the product doesn't work, either because it's faulty or it doesn't do what the shop assistant said it would do, then the shop has to help. They can't just tell the customer to contact the manufacturer.
Great, but does that mean that the shop must give a cash refund?
If you take the product back within a reasonable length of time, normally 15 days, then yes. That's why it's so important that you keep your receipt. However, if you go back later than this, the shop may offer something else. They might offer to exchange the product for a new one, or they might offer a credit note. This depends on what the shop's policy is.
OK. I hear that you've been doing some secret recordings in high street shops. What was that all about?
We wanted to test the honesty of shop assistants. We bought some electrical products that people buy every day. Cameras, mobile phones, etc. And then we went back to the shops less than 15 days later to see if they would give us our money back. In this example, I was an unsatisfied customer with a camera that didn't work properly.
Really? The camera went wrong in just 2 weeks?
12 days, to be exact. Anyway, listen to the response I got from the shop assistant.